The spread of disease has no borders, and U.S. and Mexican authorities are working together to try and slow the global march of the coronavirus. San Diego's mayor, Kevin Faulkner, says his Mexican neighbors just to the south in Baja California are following San Diego's lead and closing down bars and theaters.
I can't emphasize the importance enough of this decision. It is something that we have been working on collaboratively to ensure that we move towards that model of one set of precautions, both in San Diego and on the other side of the border.
Across the entire length of the border, the U.S. and Mexico agreed to halt all crossings for non-essential purposes. That means Mexican fruits and vegetables are still landing in American grocery stores, but local commerce in border towns has come to a full stop. The World's Jorge Valencia has our story.
The border from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas is lined with small towns and small business owners like Ida Ann Pedregal. She runs Illusions Boutique in Douglas, Arizona.
I sell wedding, bridal, quinceañera, and prom dresses.
It's a family business. Pedregal's mother opened it about 30 years ago.
And I've had it now for about 20 years.
Pedregal's clientele is made up almost entirely of Mexican shoppers who cross the border just to go to her store. And Pedregal says sales were picking up like they usually do in the spring until last week.
And it was in the atmosphere. People started to run scared. All you could hear is, do you think it's really going to be this bad? Do you think they're, you know?
And as we know, the new coronavirus pandemic has rattled the global economy. Along the U.S.-Mexico border, the economic shock has been felt especially hard since the two governments decided on Friday to turn away people crossing for non-essential purposes.
Just from the U.S. perspective, these border crossings are absolutely essential for these what are still frontier communities.
Eric Lee is with the North American Research Partnership, a think tank, and he studies the border economy. He estimates sales taxes collected in the U.S. from Mexican shoppers represent at least 40% of local government revenues on the U.S. side of the border.
These are the day trippers who cross to see family and friends and also to pick up something at Walmart, AutoZone, Costco.
That's critical in communities like Douglas, Arizona, where, according to Lee, Mexican visitors spend as much as $95 million per year. The new travel restrictions allow for medical or academic purposes, but block travel for sightseeing or recreation. Lee says these measures are even more dramatic than the ones put in place after the 9/11 attacks.
For me, that just tells you how unusual and how serious this is.
Across the Arizona border and the state of Sonora, Governor Claudia Pavlovich has been emphatic in addresses to the public.
Este es un domingo de estar en casa.
This Sunday is for staying at home, she says in a video uploaded this weekend.
Por favor, les reitero, si no tienes ninguna actividad, subrayo, urgente.
Let me reiterate and underscore, she says. Unless it is urgent, do not leave your home. Governors and mayors across Mexico are urging people to take preventative measures, countering messaging from President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has encouraged people to keep going out. The number of confirmed cases continues to rise, and many are staying in, like Oscar Montalvo in the border city of Tijuana.
Tuve necesidad, mas no intenté precisamente porque...
Montalvo says he has needed to cross the border for shopping, but hasn't because of government orders and because he doesn't want to get sick. That is the same concern for retail business owners, like Ida Ann Pedregal, who owns the Party Dress Boutique in Douglas, Arizona.
Right now, the most important thing is the health of the community, the well-being of the community.
Pedregal says she closed her store and had to tell her only employee that there would be no more work.
She pretty much knew. I mean, you know, I wasn't like I'm the only one. You know, what can she do when the store's closed?
Pedregal says that if she looks back at the crisis after the 9/11 attacks and the recession of 2008, it helps her remain optimistic.
Personally, I believe we will overcome this too. We just have to have faith. And I believe that as a community and as a country, we will overcome this too.
She says that whenever border activity returns to normal and local schools open their doors again, so will she. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.